So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamecher es hachamor leimacher kelov. If a person sold the donkey bistam, without specifying, the Tanakhama says that the equipment is not included in the sale. Nacham HaMamadi disagrees and says, Macher kelov, the equipment is included in the sale. Ula explains as follows. There's no machlekes regarding ukav amardas, kilkoli, bachavik, divirha kol mechurin. Equipment that can be used for both cargo and riding, such as ukav, a saddle, and mardas, a blanket, and kilkali, a girth, and chavik, a breast strap, all agree that this equipment is included in the sale. The machlekes is only regarding besak, v'diskaya, v'kumni, equipment that is specifically for cargo, such as sak, a sack, diskaya, a saddlebag, kumni, a side saddle. The Tanakhama holds, tam chamar lirkoiv koi. A donkey is generally used to ride on, not to transport cargo. Therefore, this equipment is not included in the sale. While Nacham HaMadi holds, tam chamar lamasakoi. A donkey is generally used to transport cargo. Therefore, this equipment is included in the sale. The Gemara proceeds and asks, Ibailahu, ba'idna love machlekes? Do we say that their machlekes is only regarding equipment that was on the donkey at the time of the sale, and only their Nacham HaMadi holds macher kelov, regardless of whether it was clay masli or clay rechiva? Al b'she'ein nolav, ma'idluhu Nacham HaMadi? There's no machlekes regarding equipment that was not on the donkey, and Nacham HaMadi agrees that lay macher kelov, regardless of whether it was clay masli or clay rechiva. Or vice versa. B'she'ein nolav machlekes. The machlekes is only regarding equipment that was not on the donkey. And only there the Tanakhama holds regarding clay masli, lay macher kelov, while regarding clay rechiva, macher kelov. However, there is no machlokes regarding equipment that was on the donkey, and the Tanakhama agrees that macher kelov, regardless of whether it was clay masli or clay rechiva. The Gemara attempts to bring proof from the preceding mishnayos in our parak. The first mishnah in the parak states, "Hamecher es hasvina, lemacher es antiki." If a person sells a ship istam without specifying, the cargo within is not included in the sale. This mishnah is obviously a case of ba'idnalov. And midirash ba'idnalov, save a namin ba'idnalov. Since the first Mishnah refers to ba'idnalov, the machlekes in our Mishnah is also even the case of ba'idnalov. But this cannot be so, because the following Mishnah states, mochas a karin, loy mochas a pradis. If a person sold a wagon, the mules are not included in the sale, because as the Gemara there explained, this is a case of bishe'ein adukim boy. The mule was not hitched to the wagon, therefore each one was sold separately. And midirash b'she'ein noynelav, save a namin b'she'ein noynelav. Since this Mishnah refers only to ein oidnalav, the machlekes in our Mishnah is also only in the case of ein oidnalav. Maybe the Gemara concludes, tana mili mili ketani. Each Mishnah was taught independently, and as the Rashbam explains, hakol hoylech achar min hoge shaloylam. It all depends on the custom in the area. Yesh davash u bechlal chaveir ba'oidnalav, yesh davash ein bechlal efel ba'oidnalav. Regarding some items, the equipment on it is included in the sale, while regarding other items, the equipment on it is not included in the sale. And the Gemara's question regarding Chamor B'Kelov remains unresolved. The Mishnah proceeds with a third opinion. Rabbi Huda Omer, Pa'amim Mechurin, Pa'amim Ein Mechurin. And as the Rashbam explains, Rabbi Huda holds, regardless of whether it was Oidnalov or not, if the donkey was sold Bistam without specifying, the equipment is not included in the sale. However, Pa'am Mechurin, Pa'am Ein Mechurin. Sometimes their conversation can be understood to also include the equipment in the sale. Sometimes their conversation can be understood not to include the equipment in the sale as follows. If the donkey stood before them laden with all its equipment, and the buyer said, sell me this donkey, the equipment is included in the sale because, as the Gemara explains, Yoda de Chamardi Dehu Bahai de Kamalei, Zu Mishum Kalev Kamalei. It is obvious that the buyer already knows that the seller owns this donkey, and therefore he added the word zu to also include the equipment in the sale. However, chamar chuhu in kelev mechurin. If the buyer said, sell me your donkey, the equipment is not included in the sale because the loyada de chamar didehu v'hachi kamale. Chamar chuhu shetem kerenali. The buyer does not know that the seller owns this donkey, and therefore he said who merely to ask, if this is your donkey, would you sell it to me? But he did not add anything to include the equipment. The Gemara concludes with six Tanoim in the current and previous parak, whose names are alluded to in the siman Zogim Nasan. Reb Eliezer, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Meir, Reb Nasan, Reb Sumchus, Reb Nacham HaMadi, Kulu Svir Lehu, Ki Mazvin Inish Midi, Ihu V'chol Tashmish Dei Mazvin. They all hold that regarding the sale of certain items, the item and all its equipment are included in the sale. One is Nacham HaMadi in our Mishnah, who holds Amaychar Es HaChamar, Machar Kalev. Zok the Mishnah, Amecher es hachamor, mocher es hasiach. If a person sold a female donkey, its foal is also sold. However, machras apara loy machras bana. If someone sold a cow, its calf is not sold, as the Gemara explains. Ida amalehi ubana afalapar bana nami. If the seller specified both the animal and its offspring, then even regarding a cow, the calf is included in the sale. And if the loy amalehi ubana afalachamar nami loy. If the seller specified only the animal, but it did not specify its offspring, then even regarding a donkey, the foal is not included in the sale. However, the Mishnah is a case of the amale chamor menika upara menika nimaychalach. The seller specified to sell a nursing donkey or nursing cow. Therefore, regarding para, ikalemer melchal b'boyla. Since a cow's milk is permitted for consumption, perhaps the seller's intentions were merely for its milk, but not for the calf. Therefore, lemochar es bana. However, regarding chamor, hi ubana karmale. Since a donkey's milk is forbidden for consumption, the seller's intentions were certainly to include the foal. The Gemara explains, "V'amai karu le'siach, shem halach achar sichana." A foal is known as a siach because it responds to its owner's gentle call, while a grown donkey responds only to its owner's prod. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the pasuk al ken yemer ha'moichlim bayu cheshbon, bayu v'nechashav cheshbon shalaylum. A person is obligated to calculate the pros and cons of a mitzvah and an avera. Hafsid mitzvah k'neged schara, the reward for a mitzvah outweighs by far the loss one may incur while doing a mitzvah. Uschara aveira k'neged hafseda, the punishment for an avera outweighs by far the benefit one might receive while committing an avera. And the daf concludes with additional divrei agadita in these pesukim.